my friend. It's wonderful to begin a new season with you. And you might be wondering, I wonder what season he's talking about. I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but we're about to enter, and I'm reflecting on the season of Advent, the coming, the opening of your heart and mind, the world, to the fullness of God's presence. The God who has always been present with us, our Creator God, and we have this great longing and waiting, this watching that comes down from other religions and traditions and is so fully ours in the fullness of Christ. For those of us who are Christian, we wait for His coming. We wait for His fullness. We're not first and primarily waiting for His judgment. In the chapter of Mark that we hear this Sunday, our reading begins with Jesus inviting His friends, His disciples, those who are learning life with Him, traveling with Him, to be watchful, be alert. And He says, "You do not know when the time will come." That word alert can sometimes set us up for a worry or a fear. Be alert, watch out. And then we might miss the deeper sense of what it is that comes to us just before that in this passage of Mark. And it's learning from another season. He invites us to learn a lesson from a fig tree. When its branches become tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. And in the same way, Jesus says, you will see these things happening and know that He is near, at the gates. When life becomes tender and there's signs of new life coming to you and me, that's what we're called to be watchful. And it becomes a habit, a way of life, a way of learning, a way of teaching each other, something we pass on, ways of being watchful, like right now. Slowing down a little bit, smelling, sensing, walking where we are, standing, looking out, or looking out and in at the same time. Greg Lacamelli, who along with me helps communicate for the Mountain, and he has a wonderful committee of ministers, and his wife Elizabeth, both are so thoughtful in communications for the Mountain. He and I had some time together in conversation today, and then we went for a walk. Greg wanted me to see what he's seen before with his wife and daughters. He took me for a ways on a path near some wonderful falls that are on the margins of Virginia and Maryland. And as we walked together and took all of it in, we were struck by the absolute beauty of the day. The sun came out and we were able to see people. And down below in the gorge, there were a few in kayaks. There was so much to see. In an ancient river that carved its way there. They've been there for years, and yet people for years now come back. They've developed a habit as a family to come and look over and look in and see, to be watchful for what might be in this day, for what might be tender and sprouting in this season, for what's available to ourselves, given to us now in the fullness of life. This is a wonderful practice and habit that is something we learn and teach through a season like this, and this is why we are church. Why we congregate, why we gather together. We don't come to just sit in rows and look up forward, but we come into the world and into the faith to walk beside and turn to one another. And invite each other to be watchful. Show each other ways of alertness as I offer you now the simple signs and practices of silence, of walking slower, of standing somewhere and looking up the stream and down the stream of your life or of a street or of a path, some place, being centered there, present here, now. Not out of fear or a frightened alert, but out of a promise that alertness allows us to have a sense of fullness. of the coming of God's life for us. Yes, for those of us who celebrate it so richly and fully as a faith practice, the coming of the Christ child, born of Mary, wandering with Joseph, finding a place because there was no other one at that time. In what we call a crib, a place where animals were fed, we find food and fullness in simple and poor places for a life that could have us just hurrying on and passing quickly, barely seeing, not being alert. But now we are. Now you are, and you are passing on, I bet, to one another and others ways of being watchful. I invite you then to take some time and to welcome the space and the fullness that comes to us and the longing that is ours now. Sometimes we can say, well, I can't be quiet very long, and I'm moving awfully quickly now. And then I'd say, well, this is a time when you can take a bit more time. Breathing. Interestingly enough, opening or closing our eyes, whichever helps us be more watchful, full of expectation, full of joy, full of longing, and beginning to see already the one who is coming. Because we, like the fig tree, have become tender. And we leaf out a new season, not only of Advent or spring or some other, but a season of our own lives, my friends. For this is what is within, not only without now. And the Advent, the coming, is to your heart, your life and mine. Be well, be at peace, and walk gently, and as Greg and I did after seeing these falls today, smiling and turning around, we headed back into our day and to our families. And there, we brought the vastness of what we saw, the goodness of life, in all of its fullness, given to us now. The living God, I bless you now, and the fullness of God's gift be with you this day.